ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning. Plenty of sunshine as I look out the window here in downtown Wausau. Again, live from our Bow Falls Radio studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 9:07. The temperature up 5 degrees. We're now at 56 degrees under partly sunny skies. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app in the first hour, we had a chance to talk to Brittany Merlot about the weather, expecting some rain later in this afternoon. But then it was go away rather quickly, and then some sunny skies for the next couple of days. And also had a chance to talk to 7th Congressional District Democratic candidate Kyle Kilborn about his campaign as he looks for the Democratic nomination to go up against incumbent Representative Tom Tiffany. And if you missed those interviews and any of the first hour of the program coming up, you'll be able to go back to our podcast page at bowfallsradio.com. Click on shows, go to the Chad Holmes Show, and you can listen to that hour and every hour of the show. You can go back weeks and months and relive any of the interviews or any of the discussions that we've had on this program. And you can also wherever you get your podcast, just search out Chad Holmes Show. Wherever you get your podcast, search out Chad Holmes Show, and you can, again, anything that you missed, we do that with our programming, with our sports, and everything else. A chance to catch up on so much. And also, and another reason I tell you to get the Civic Media app is there are some great shows that are going on other stations in the Civic Media Network. The Civic Media Network has been amazing in terms of how it's grown over the past less than 2 years. In fact, Bow Falls Radio is one of the first stations that was acquired outside of the stations down in Milwaukee and Waukesha by Civic Media. And we became a Civic Media radio station back on August the 1st of 2022. It's hard to believe. It feels like it's been longer, but it's not really been that long. About a year and a half. Started this show the Tuesday after Labor Day in 2022. Been going at it for about a year and a half here, and it's been really an amazing experience to be able to do something a little bit different. I've been involved in radio. I've done morning shows. I've done music programs. I've done sports programs. Yeah. I've done play-by-play sports, but to do this program over the past year and a half has been very enlightening, very interesting, and
absolutely
great guests coming up. In fact, we just last week had the inauguration of a new mayor. I've been in contact with Doug Denny, and it looks like at some point next week we'll be bringing on the new mayor to talk about his first days in office and
fantastic.
His priorities in terms of taking over the new job. So looking forward to that. Again, not sure which day at this point. I put out a couple of days for the mayor, and he says he should be able to fit us in sometime next week. So once I have the final details on that, I'll let everybody know that Doug Denny, the mayor of Wausau, will be joining us. And I told him, I said basically that during the previous administration with Mayor Rosenberg, we'd have the mayor on every month. And I said I'd love to have that continue because I think it's good for the listeners of our radio station and good for the community to be able to have the mayor on a regular basis. And I've had really good conversations with the mayor during the campaign. So looking forward to hopefully continuing the regular visits with the mayor of Wausau on this program starting next week. So just wanted to let you know about that because I heard back from the mayor last night, and we're getting close to being able to lock down our first conversation with him as mayor of Wausau, as opposed to when he came in as a candidate for mayor and as also a member of the Common Council. Also, a quick reminder that coming up later on this afternoon, weather permitting, of course, high school baseball, the Wausau West Warriors and the D.C. Everest Evergreens. So Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup will be at the Wausau West High School Baseball Diamond. 4:50 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the first pitch. Again, live right here on Wausau's only radio home for live play-by-play of high school sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Before we go any further, you heard the voice. And let's give the proper introduction to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
What's on your mind? Because so often I will say, hey, I'm talking about your rehearsals, talk about anything, I ask you stuff. But sometimes I wonder, what is on your mind? What is there something that I want to bring up here? Because, I mean, I'm putting you on the spot. And obviously, you may not have anything that's of great interest right off the top of your head. But I thought it's time to give you an opportunity because I so often steer the conversation here from this microphone, and I gotta make sure that I keep you on my good side because you can turn me on and off anytime that you want, because our setup is I am in the main studio and Ian is in the producer studio, and the board is in the producer studio, so he actually turns me on, turns me off, brings on our guests and everything else. But is there anything else or anything going on? Because I know you're in your first days as a 30-year-old, so I don't know if your life has completely changed. Ian had his birthday, his 30th birthday, over the past weekend on Saturday. But anything else going on? I know you had another opportunity. What was the event that you had as part of your birthday? Some sort of
This is something I've actually wanted to do for quite some time, and I'm glad I was able to do it on my birthday, but I have become obsessed with murder mystery parties. I actually attended a couple of them, I think it was maybe 2 years ago at the Wausau Elks Lodge. They had a couple of them. First one I ever did was a 1920s gangster one, and that was a lot of fun because there was a lot of people who turned up for that one. I think there was over 100 people who turned up for that one. And the most recent one I did, probably a year ago, it was a 80s prom gone wrong party.
Prom gone wrong. How does the prom go wrong?
Actually, these murder mysteries are by a company called the Knight of Mystery. And they have a website where you can actually buy your own murder mystery kits, and that's what me and my team did for my birthday party. But they're actually reasonably priced, and you can accommodate them to however many people you want to have. Like, they have parties for about 10 people to over 20 people, and they have all these great tips for decorations, for characters, for food and the drinks. Every mystery even has their own a Spotify music playlist that you can actually play during the party. So they have a very well prepared. And the one that I did for my birthday was a very fun one. It was called a Lights, Camera, Murder. So
So heartwarming.
But a really fun event. I mean, a lot of my closest friends came up for that. It was nice because most of us were actors. So basically, the whole night was just us playing characters and having a lot of fun, which as actors is probably the best thing that you can do at a party.
Very good.
So many great decorations and memories, and the food and the drinks were absolutely, absolutely delicious.
So you went big for the big 3-0. It sounds like it was terrific.
I'm hoping
that,
you know, I actually created a little a murder mystery group on Facebook with most of the people who are at the party. And hopefully we can continue this and do these like every couple of months or so. Like, I'm thinking I'm hoping that we can do another one like in the summertime, and maybe one for Halloween, and maybe do a Christmas one as well. Because they have all sorts of different murder mysteries. I mean, they have Halloween ones. They have a fairy tale ones. They even have like a Jimmy Buffett a theme one called Murder in Margarita Land. So much variety and just a great time overall. So I'm really glad I got to do this.
So what's the name of this Facebook page?
It's called Murder Mystery of Mayhem.
So
if you're interested in being a murder mystery, just contact me on Facebook. I can send you an invite and let you into the group. You'd be interested in being a part of this.
Murder Mystery Mayhem. So you can team up with Ian and his group if you're interested in that. So very, very good.
It's nice to have like these community events in the Wausau area because it brings people together and just we all have a really fun a time overall.
Very good. So Murder Mystery Mayhem. Check it out on Facebook. You can hook up with Ian and get more information on some of those really fun events that Ian is part of as he turns the page to become a 30-year-old man, I tell you.
I certainly don't feel like it. I still feel like I'm 21, honestly.
Which is a good way to be. I feel the same way. I don't feel like I'm as old as I am. Most of the time.
My grandma always said that age was just a number.
It is. That is very, very true. Well, coming up, we're going to talk a little sports. The Brewers saw their win streak come to an end. The Bucks are getting set to hit the court again tonight as the NBA playoffs continue. NBA playoffs going on, NHL playoffs going on, high school sports going on. So we'll have a sports update coming up and also talk a little bit about what Tammy Baldwin's been up to. And it's, I think, again, people need to realize how much Tammy Baldwin is connected with the people of Wisconsin. And
absolutely.
And I just saw what she's been recently up to, and I'm going to kind of share that with you coming up as well. The time is 9:18. Again, a beautiful start on this Tuesday morning, already the 23rd of April, 2024. More to come. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 12:30. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Normally around this time, every other Tuesday, we are joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library, but he's a busy guy right now, and unfortunately, he's got another event that he's dealing with the library, so unable to be with us here today. He'll be back next week, so Chad Daly will be back with the Marathon County Public Library coming up next week for his every other Tuesday visit. I also wanted to mention real quickly for the library. I was going to talk to Chad about this before we had our cancellation, but for you out there that have kids, there's something called Tony boxes. Have you ever heard of Tony boxes by any chance?
No, I can't say I have.
I think that's the pronunciation. Tony boxes and Tony packs. Well, These are little fun audio devices that play stories, songs, and more for kids. And the Marathon County Public Library will soon start circulating Tony boxes for free. And they'll have Tony packs with different characters so users can hear different stories. And the collection will be only available to Marathon County Public Library card holders. And patrons can already place holds for when these are put out there. So you can go to the Marathon County Public Library Facebook page. And there's a link to the collection, the full collection. Mm-hmm. And you can also give them a call at 715-261-7220 for more information. So we'll get more information on that when we talk to Chad Daly next Tuesday here on the program. Also, wanted to talk a little bit of sports. The Milwaukee Brewers last night saw their four-game win streak come to an end. A couple of errors came back to bite the crew. Pittsburgh Pirates defeated Milwaukee by a score of 4-2. The Pirates used a couple of Milwaukee errors to score three runs in the sixth inning, and that proved to be the difference. Rhys Hoskins had both Brewer RBI, including his fifth home run of the season. Joe Ross pitched well, but those errors came back to bite him. He took the loss despite giving up just one earned run. So the Brewers' four-game win streak came to an end, and the Pirates had their six-game losing streak come to an end. The Brewers still in first place in the NL Central. The Brewers will play in Pittsburgh again tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks back in action this evening. They'll try to go up 2-0 in their Eastern Conference first-round playoff series with the Indiana Pacers. The game will be played at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks won on Sunday night, 109-94. It was a monster game from Damian Lillard. Scored 35 points in the first half to put the Bucks up by 27 points at the intermission. The Bucks will be without Giannis again tonight. He is out with a strained calf muscle. He did do a walkthrough with the team on Monday, so hopefully when the series heads to Indianapolis later in the week, a possibility that Giannis will be back with the Bucks. But right now the Bucks are trying to hold home court. They got game one at home. They have game two at home before games three and four in Indianapolis. 7:30 is the tip-off time from Fiserv Forum. Last night, there was some NBA playoff action. The Cleveland Cavaliers, the number four seed in the East, have taken a 2-0 lead over the fifth-seeded Orlando Magic. Cavs defeated the Magic 96-86 last night. Also last night, it was a good one at Madison Square Garden, but the Knicks, the number two seed in the East, defeated number seven-seeded Philadelphia 104-101. And also last night, the defending NBA champion, the Denver Nuggets, they knocked off the L.A. Lakers. The Lakers, the number seven seed, and now trail Denver 2-0. Nuggets edged the Lakers 101-99. So NBA playoffs underway. Also underway, the NHL playoffs. In the NHL playoffs last night, it was the Toronto Maple Leafs evening up their series with Boston. Leafs came from behind, defeated Boston 3-2. Also last night, Carolina took a 2-0 lead over the Islanders, winning 5-3. The defending Stanley Cup champs, Las Vegas, took game one over Joel Pavelski and the Dallas Stars 4-3. And also taking a 1-0 lead was Edmonton, beating the LA Kings last night by a score of 7-4. High school sports yesterday, some limited activity, took advantage of a very nice afternoon on a Monday. In high school baseball, the Wausau East Lumberjacks all over Adams Friendship by a score of 12-0. Also in high school baseball, Edgar doubled up Prentice by a score of 4-2. It was Antigo edging Rhinelander 7-5. Good win for Merrill. Merrill Blue Jays knocked off always tough Mosinee yesterday, 8-6. It was Rib Lake over Marshfield Columbus, 6-1. Stratford roughed up Loyal, 19-3. And Pittsville over Port Edwards, 7-1. High school softball, D.C. Everest in the Wisconsin Valley Conference shut down Wisconsin Rapids, 12-0 Everest. Very solid softball team this year. Be interesting to see how far they can go, both in the conference and in terms of the postseason playoffs. But Everest all over Rapids on the road, 12-0. Wausau East. The Wausau East baseball team won by a score of 12-0. Well, the Wausau East softball team also won by a score of 12-0 yesterday, defeating Green Bay Southwest. Winterberg-Burnwood edged Wyawega Fremont 2-1. It was Edgar shutting down Prentice by a score of 13-0. Auburndale over Colby Abbotsford 12-2. Also in high school softball, Stratford fell to Almond Bancroft 2-1. Antigo lost to Shawnee 1-0. Stevens Point over De Pere by a score of 3-1. Tigerton swept a doubleheader against Northern Lutheran. Merrill edged Tomahawk in softball by a score of 6-5. And again, coming up later today, as I mentioned before, we have high school baseball. Hopefully, again, this is going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to it. Expecting a couple of the top pitchers in the area to be on the mound should this game get played. But Wausau West hosting D.C. Everest. And really should be a great one. Hager for the Warriors, Langbin for the Evergreens, two of the top pitchers, I would think. Again, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure if they could, because they could have these pitchers go Thursday, because these teams face off on Thursday as well at DCE. But I'm hoping, knock on wood, that we have Langbin and Hager on the hill for the Evergreens and the Warriors, respectively. It would be just a fantastic matchup. And we'll be on the air starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 o'clock, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It's hard to believe how quickly the spring sports season goes. The winter sports season seems to go very long. It starts around before Thanksgiving and then goes into mid-March. I mean, just a very long winter sports season. And you have the holidays in there, and it just a lot of stuff going on.
Exactly.
And then you get to the spring, and sometimes you have to deal with the weather. That sometimes can be a problem.
Yeah.
But the playoffs will be beginning, I think, in like 3 or 4 weeks, and then it'll be graduation time, and then we'll turn the page on these student-athletes. And, again, very proud and very happy, to number one, to be able to bring you the play-by-play, and also number two, during the course of the fall and winter sports season, have a chance to talk to so many interesting student-athletes on our big high school sports show. Bottom of the hour, news, weather, and sports all coming up. Again, we keep you up to speed on what is happening around the country, around the state, around the area. And also the weather forecast and the sports report from Mike Clemens. That's coming up. And then we're going to talk a little about Tammy Baldwin. Again, Eric Hovde putting a lot of commercials out there, but Tammy Baldwin getting out there and talking to the people of Wisconsin. We're going to kind of give you a report on what Tammy Baldwin's been up to coming up as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The Rapids to take on the Assumption Royals. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Starting with the pregame show at 4:35 and the first pitch at 4:45. Marathon High School Baseball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Force Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, and Marathon Parts City. It's Marathon at Assumption in High School Baseball. Thursday, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Tomorrow on the program, in hour number one, we will be joined by Bob Look, talk about what's going on in the news, talk about anything on our minds. And again, we would love to have you be involved in our programs as well. Again, if you have not known after this point, there is a phone number, 715-382-9297. That's also our text number as well. So you can either call or text 715-382-9297. And also tomorrow on the program in the second hour, we will talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand, will be joining us So again, Bob Look for the entirety of hour number one, and then we'll be joined for a segment by Sean Wright in hour number two tomorrow here on this program. Wanted to talk a little bit about Tammy Baldwin, because we've been seeing a lot of Eric Hovde recently. I mean, he has been all over the airways. Yeah, we're seeing Tammy Baldwin as well, but it just feels as though, and again, this is just a feel, and again, I know field should be talking about that, but in terms of Hovde being out there a lot in his commercials, Tammy Baldwin is still out there actually talking to the people. And again, I think one of the things that's made Tammy Baldwin so successful electorally, and again, when you think back to Tammy Baldwin in her first race for the U.S. Senate 12 years ago. She ran against one of the, you call it the GOATs, the greatest of all time when it came to winning elections in Wisconsin. That was Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson won by margins that we do not see anymore when he was running for governor. He was winning more than 65% of the vote against people like Ed Garvey, Democratic nominee for one of those races. Just rolling. One of the most popular figures in Wisconsin political history. After Thompson resigned his governorship to go work in the George W. Bush administration as Secretary of Health and Human Services, he decided to try to make a comeback electorally in Wisconsin in 2012. And it was a rough primary, including against a guy named Eric Hovde. But Tommy Thompson was able to survive it despite being run against on the right in the Republican Party. This was the Tea Party era of politics in Wisconsin and in the country. And Thompson got the nomination, and it was Tammy Baldwin. And there was a sense once Tommy Thompson got the nomination from the Republicans in the summer of 2012, he was going to win that election. And then all of a sudden, Election Day comes, and Tammy Baldwin was able to win. Not only was Tammy Baldwin able to win, but Tammy Baldwin was able to win by a pretty decent margin. I'm going to get the numbers here. I had them. I want to get the specifics on the Senate election in 2012. Tammy Baldwin won by 51.4% of the vote. Tommy Thompson had 45.9% of the vote. I mean, again, that was an amazing victory for Tammy Baldwin. 51.4% to 45.8% for Tommy Thompson. And again, even saying it, I'm getting goosebumps a little bit because I'm a big political history guy. And Tammy Baldwin became the first openly gay U.S. senator in history in that election with that win, which is amazing that not only did she become a historic figure in that election, but to beat Tommy Thompson by that margin was an amazing victory. And then 6 years later, 6 years ago in 2018, she was again the victor, and by an even larger margin. And I will say that the Republican opponent in 2018, Leah Vukmir, definitely not as strong a candidate as Tommy Thompson. Leah Vukmir was able to win a Republican primary against folks such as Kevin Nicholson, probably the strongest opponent in 2018. But still, in the state of Wisconsin, and you look back in the past decade or so, tight race after tight race. I think the only races that would be considered really, you know, landslide victories would be Tammy Baldwin in the Senate race of 2018, where she won 55.4% of the vote to 44.5% of the vote for Leah Vukmir. Again, more than roughly 10% victory. And then, of course, the last time around for the Supreme Court, where we saw a double-digit margin as well. But Tammy Baldwin electorally has been incredibly successful. Incredibly successful. And now she's running for a third term. And you can't assume anything, because I think that when you get to a point where you've won multiple elections, there's a feeling, hey, you're going to keep on winning. And we, I think, had that sense with Russ Feingold back in 2010. Russ Feingold had won three elections. He was going for a fourth term in the U.S. Senate, but it was a bad year for Democrats. It was a bad year for Wisconsin, obviously, because Ron Johnson got elected, but that's a whole different story. But again, there's no guarantees when it comes to this. Just because you had a good run of victories, it does not mean that you're going to do it again. But Tammy Baldwin has a sense and a feel, it appears, of how to talk to Wisconsinites, and not just to the far left Democratic base. She's got this really good feel when it comes to talking to independents and Republicans who are willing to listen. And she sends out a report, basically, her press office, on what Tammy's been up to every Tuesday. And this morning, I received in my inbox the Tammy Tuesday for this Tuesday, April the 23rd. And it's talking about basically what she's working on, what she's fighting for, where she's going. And this note says, Tammy knows there's more that unites us than divides. Sometimes I feel like that's maybe not true. but again, running the positive aspect of the campaign. She says that she understands that Wisconsin's middle-class families all want good-paying jobs, affordable health care, and the same freedoms that parents and grandparents, that their parents and grandparents had. And then she talks about where she's been. And it's about showing up all over Wisconsin. I know that Eric Hovde is showing up on the TV screens with his ads. I'm not sure where Eric Hovde, I haven't heard about Eric Hovde coming to Wausau. I haven't heard about him traveling to our area. Tammy Baldwin is all over the place. And in fact, Tammy has recently embarked on a five-day statewide Dairyland tour to hear about the issues at the heart of Wisconsin's communities. And during this Dairyland tour, she visited 19 counties, traveled over 1,400 miles across the state, said that some of the highlights of this tour were kicking it off in a snowstorm up in Superior, where Tammy met with snowplow drivers. Also, visited famous Made in Wisconsin manufacturers in the Fox Valley, took a tour of the New Glarus Brewing Company, hosted a roundtable with farmers and their loved ones to discuss mental health and suicide prevention for farmers in rural communities. Again, she goes to all parts of the state, not just the blue parts of the state, but goes to the red parts of the state, the purple parts of the state. And that's why she's able to win at a larger margin than other Democrats. And again, when you look at it, Tammy Baldwin came in as known as this liberal congressperson when she ran for the U.S. Senate. And not only that, to be openly gay, which had never had a senator, a statewide office, be elected. And yet she made history in the state of Wisconsin, which is obviously a very purple state. And not only that, to beat Tommy Thompson. I'm going to keep saying that because it's just an amazing thing. Again, I still shake my head. Tammy Baldwin beat Tommy Thompson 12 years ago. And not only beat Tommy Thompson, but beat him by more than 5 points, which was a massive victory. But she goes around and talks to Republicans, talks to conservatives. And then also, when they call her, when they need something done as the U.S. Senator, she is able to do it. There is no litmus test with Tammy Baldwin. And also, Tammy in the past week or so has been talking about, and again, this is important. I just think that there's this fear to talk about, hey, rich people should pay their fair share. And they should. Tammy Baldwin is doing that, trying to talk about that and make it happen. Says that while America's working families pay their fair share and then some in taxes, the ultra-wealthy and powerful on Wall Street have not been upholding their end of the deal. For too long, Wall Street has gotten away with a tax loophole that puts the brunt of tax burdens on the earnings of middle-class families. Tammy knows this is plain out wrong and is not afraid to take on anyone that stands in the way between working families and their opportunities to get ahead. So to commemorate Tax Day this year, Tammy introduced a new bill that would close this corrupt tax loophole and force Wall Street's wealthy hedge funds and private equity firms to pay their fair share in taxes. It would make the tax code fairer for working families, increase national revenue, cut the deficit, and ensure that nobody, no matter how rich or powerful, can rig the system for their own greed. And we've had Tammy Baldwin on in the last couple of months talking about her bill to try to make sure that what you buy at the supermarket, that the labeling in terms of how much is there is correct because of the greed of some of these corporations to put in less product in order to get more profit. Again, Tammy Baldwin's out there looking at these kind of issues. And again, and she also, just last week, Tammy was excited to secure nearly $6 million for Western Technical College and 8 other colleges in the Wisconsin Technical College system, which will go towards supporting students pursuing careers in advanced manufacturing. So again, over and over and over again, and I've talked about this in the past, the state of Wisconsin has one senator who is a workhorse and one senator who is a show horse. One senator that actually works to do things for the good of the people of Wisconsin, and others that likes to go on far-right TV and radio and just talk about conspiracy theories. You got Tammy Baldwin, who is a workhorse for Wisconsin, and you got Ron Johnson, who is a show horse. We do not need another show horse in Eric Hovde. So Tammy Baldwin running for re-election. Coming up, we are going to have our daily history lesson. We're going to see if Ian can continue his win streak. He's got 2 in a row.
Get above the margin again.
Yeah, he won Friday, and he got it right yesterday. So can you make it 3 in a row? We're going to find out.
Yes.
With our quiz on the number of the day, and also talk about famous events that occurred on this date in history, celebrity birthdays, and more. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. It's a Wisconsin Valley Conference baseball showdown as the Wausau West Warriors play host to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:50 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. Wausau West High School Baseball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West hosting D.C. Everest in high school baseball. Tuesday, starting with pregame show at 4:50, first pitch at 5 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Gonna keep this under me. Do not fade it out. We're going to keep this today. We're going to mix it up because normally we have little Bruce Springsteen under me for our daily history lesson. We're going to feel it today with the Jacksons. But
good song.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. April the 23rd, 2024, day number 114 in this year. That means there are 252 days remaining this year. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Going all the way back to 1564, this date is believed to be the birth date of English poet and dramatist William Shakespeare. He died 52 years later, also on April the 23rd. So he was born on April the 23rd. And he died on April the 23rd, Shakespeare. Wow. On this date in 1635, the first public school in the United States, the Boston Latin School, was founded in Boston. On this date in 1789, President-elect George Washington and his wife, Martha, moved into the first executive mansion, the Franklin House in New York City. 1954, great day in history, because Hank Aaron, the great Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves, hit the first of his 755 Major League home runs in a game against the St. Louis Cardinals. I remember this as a teenager, 1985, on this date. Coca-Cola changed its formula and released New Coke. The response was overwhelmingly negative, and the original formula was back on the market in less than 3 months. On this date in 2012, 38,000 London Marathon entrants had their home and email contacts published in a data protection breach. And on this date in 2020, 4 years ago today, a guy named Donald Trump suggested COVID-19 might be treated by injecting disinfectant or UV lights into a human body at a White House press briefing. Yep. That is the guy that's the hero to so many people.
I can't believe he actually said that at a press briefing at the White House.
4 years ago today, great presidential quotes in history. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Lee Majors. He played the $6 million man back in the 1970s, 85 years old today. Joyce DeWitt was one of the stars of Three's Company, big hit in the 70s and the 80s, 75 years old today. Director Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9-1-1, Sicko, and other great movies. Michael Moore, 70 years old today. Also, actor Judy Davis is 69. Valerie Bertinelli, of One Day at a Time fame, is 64. George Lopez, comedian, is 63. John Cena, wrestler and actor, The Bubble, Peacemaker, is 47 years old today. John Oliver, comedian, talk show host, is 47 years old today. Cal Penn, from Harold and Kumar fame, also worked in the Obama White House, 47 years old today. And model Gigi Hadid is 29 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events today. This is one I wish I had done more of during my lifetime, but maybe today. It's Take a Chance Day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always, you know, and the thing is, I always tell people, in my life, I don't regret anything I've done. It's the things I haven't done that I regret. So, and I think that's, you know, Take a Chance Day. Maybe I'm going to have to figure out a way to take a chance today.
Yeah.
It is German Beer Day. And in Wisconsin, that's a big day, I think. It is International Creator Day.
Nice.
This is one I will not be celebrating, at least in public. It is International Nose Picking Day.
No.
It is Movie Theater Day. It is Cherry Cheesecake Day. That sounds good.
That does sound good.
It is Lost Dog Awareness Day. It is Picnic Day. It is Spanish Language Day. And it's Talk Like Shakespeare Day in honor of the anniversary of the birth and death of William Shakespeare.
I'll have to do that today.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
It is our number for the day. And every day we have our number for the day, and we test out Ian Welsh to see if he can get it right in a multiple choice question. And again, we give three different choices, and you should get one out of three. And for the most part, he's been below that 33%.
Yes, I have.
But you are on a hot roll now.
I am.
You got it right on Friday, and you got it right yesterday. So two in a row. So now the odds are saying you should not get it right today. Because you got
Let's see if I can break that odd.
All right. So our number of the day involves actually this day in history as well. Because on this date in 1988, Pink Floyd's album, Dark Side of the Moon, after spending a record total of consecutive weeks on the Billboard 200 chart, left the charts for the first time ever. The number for the day is how many weeks in a row did Pink Floyd's album Dark Side of the Moon spend on the Billboard album charts? The record total. Is it A, 441 consecutive weeks? Is it B, 691 consecutive weeks? Is it C, 741 consecutive weeks? So again, 441, 691, 741. A, B, or C?
I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with 741 weeks.
All right. 741 consecutive weeks. Pink Floyd's album, Dark Side of the Moon, after spending 741 consecutive weeks, over 14 years, on the Billboard 200, left the charts for the first time ever on this date in 1988.
So I got it right?
You got it right.
Yes!
Three in a row.
Oh.
Unbelievable streak.
Nice.
I think this ties your record. I think you got three in a row once before, if I remember correctly.
Let's hope I can keep it going.
Tomorrow, can you break the record?
Oh.
We'll find out.
Yeah, make sure I bring my A game.
Have a good day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Bob Look and Sean Wright tomorrow on the show. Jane Matinere on air next here on Beaux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.